Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody get involved. I'm Talk Dude. And this right over here to the right of me is Organic OK.
Hey, can I ask you this question? This is to me, how do you know you're on the left of me? How do you know you're on the right of me?
We're in the studio together. You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. It's 11 o'clock on the dot out here. Please, we invite you. Let's make this a three-way, the clean kind. Please, call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay, so seriously, let's talk about tonight involving...
Okay, this is the thing here. You're living in this element as a wedgie, okay? And one of the things no one likes is a wedgie, okay? And the thing is, you're not in the frame of having this altitude of vision to be. See, you're looking at the disability element of something that people keep in a hostage position. Keep in this kind of oppression position where the oppression is how people are reflecting that you're disabled. To the point where you see people that's not even necessarily dealing with, you know, their mind, you know, obsessing with disabilities, more how other people project you down there. Right?
Oh yeah.
The magic was being brought to life, and people had some of the most magical moments, they would laugh because they would be going through the opposition in a totally different experience than what people have projected on others, right? So it's people that disabled that are not living a life of disability. They live a life as a rock star that come through the uniform of disability, but they take that disability outfit off and change it. It is not even that restriction in their mind, their lifestyle, in the that connect to them. That's what I'm trying to get you to not understand, but free from that actual menu that's an unhealthy menu for you to even look at and only be attached to, right? Because
yeah.
When you look into these things on a high altitude of your clear mind, you always can see that you have more ability. It's like, this is what I see. I see it's like this guy, he's like wealthy in the ability of creating something. It's like he's almost embarrassed that he have more, you know, capability than others. Like you're always compromising your ability because you feel like other people don't live up to that ability. And it's like you're, you know, in a vulnerable space because they're going through it, and then you're trying to attach your ability to seeing. It's like you're inside of them. Like you're living like an actor. You're really living disability like an actor. You're not really living disability as, you know, like you see a person that's training. That really is the person, and you see their life is way more magical than the exaggeration of the person's life, right? And it's like you're living this life as like a, like you're trying to hide, it's like you're trying to hide your greatness. I'm sick, I'm so ill, I'm so hurt, everybody. And you on the other side just eating cookies and stuff, it's just like, yeah, can we play a whoop? I'm so ill, so hurt, everybody. It's like, that's what it looks like. You like this kind of movie that is like spoofing yourself. That's what it sounds like. It's like you're spoofing yourself and pin all these dimensions. So people say, oh, man, that's a terrible look. That's a terrible look. I know I've been dramatic, but yeah.
You always are. But that's okay. That's what the show's about, drama. See, I believe that basically every handicapped person should take a moment to ask themselves, how are they handicapped? What is it? I think that basically there needs to be some kind of art in it, how you basically identify your shortcoming, you take it, and you use it. You climb over it. You keep pushing and pushing before you know it. You're not handicapped anymore. No one even thinks of you as handicapped. They think of you as one of the guys. That can happen. They can do that. It's just, for some people, it's not just hard. It is easier said than done. And more often than not.
You know what? You're one of them kind of people that are old persons that can't even, you know, move their limbs like they could. And they could be in a straitjacket. They would just say, can you just drop me on this guy? This guy is pissing me off. He's annoying me. He's trying to seem like you got this kind of ability to ignore people in a way that's like, you know, a person couldn't move anything. They figure out a way to, you know, their bones and stuff would grow, some kind of muscle, just for them to punch you. Because you got your way to just undermine your ability to the point where you're not even allowing the greatness to even have any, you know, foundation. You just want to just, I'm going to dedicate my life to just being like, you just dedicate yourself to be this. And it's like, do you realize it's a hole in another part of our opposite partner's body for a connecting reason? Do you realize you're not that hole? It's like you're trying to clone the hole. Like, you're trying to clone that piece and that part, you know. You don't have to do that. It's already existing. You don't have to go that low, okay? You don't have to go that low. That's only for intimacy with the opposite partner. And for those that, you know, into that. But you talk like you're trying to be all this intimacy, you're trying to be this vulnerable personality, you're trying to all these things. It's like, are you trying to, you know, it's like, hey, man, is this what we talk about, man? Are you dealing with both sides? Are you dealing with cross-contamination pimping? Dealing with, you know, like, what are you dealing with, man? You're trying to pimp disability? You know, you're trying to pimp this depression to be like, hey, try this out. This is a thin pill. You know, try this out. You enjoy it. What are you doing?
What am I doing? Yeah, I'm trying to get them to enjoy. I'm trying to get them to enjoy. I'm trying to get them to climb over the rock.
Man, you're talking. Now you sound like someone is miserable. They're trying to sedate you with more misery.
I'm somebody who has been miserable, so I teach everybody how to beat that misery. How to beat the life out of it, how to beat it down.
You know what you need to do?
What?
Show them your happiness, and that's the best thing you can do for misery. Because guess what?
What?
When you go old and die, guess what happens?
What?
Misery got a new climb clock. Right, they got a new client. Right, misery find new clients all the time. When the old clients die and go off, and they say, "Oh man, I got promoted. I got promoted. I'm doing better now." Misery moves on like that. It moves on like I'm executive now. See, you think that misery just stops because people die and No. Misery said, man, I didn't realize how much I have improved my abilities. Let me work on my misery with this person. Like, misery just tests misery out. Misery is doing that. That's what I'm explaining to you. So you don't have to convince misery. You don't have to tell people. Everybody's not miserable the same way. You know, some people are misery in a long distance. They're like, give me later on. Like, I'm not miserable quite yet, but just keep going along, and you're going to find the touch of where my misery is at. And you're going right into it, and it's unlimited supply of misery, but you got to keep going out a little bit farther. That's some people's misery. You know, that misery is not at the beginning. You know, you get all the way deep out where you say, oh, this is so good. Oh, I think I'll retire. And right when you think you retire, you think everything is good. That's when misery starts. See, some misery starts from the opposite end. Okay, sometimes misery starts at the very end, and it grows a life of its own, right?
Oh, yeah.
So let's go with it, because, you know, I haven't been talking about this in a little bit of time. I think you're starting to believe that I forgot about this part of the misery part that I wanted to bring to the table. Now, I think that you have not forgotten about the part I'm about to bring up, and I think you know what I'm about to say. is about the birds and the bees. You would not have to not see a great, beautiful woman. You know where this is going. A beautiful woman's out there looking for someone that's just like you, and why you cannot be the stunt devil for the enjoyment of that greatness. Why you cannot get a referral as doing a better job than the actual portrayed person. Why you can't just say, I am all the images. Yeah, I'm going to take this personality, I'm going to take this moment, and I'm going to take all that excitement. And this is going to be a therapeutic healing element. I'm going to take this, my ability, and I'm going to test this, and I'm going to be like solar panels inside of a tea kettle. I'm going to heat your moment up, and I'm going to tell you all the greatness that I designed for you, for your vibration level. Woman, see, I'm telling you, man, you're going to enjoy your partner because the beautifulness, she has a beautiful, she's going to understand your light that you put on her vibration level. Man, you must move on with those abilities, and you take this and put it into the magic moment of connecting, and the beautifulness will present another level. And you know where it goes from there. No more talk, bedroom talk. That's bedroom talk right there. That's no more talking. It is action. Action. You know what to do from there, right?
Indeed.
Okay, that's all I'm talking about. No more talking. Action work.
Look, let me just say, I'm not the guy who's personally trying to stay in arrested development. I'm afraid to stay there. In fact, a lot of the handicapped people out there are staying there in arrested development. The other incentive to move and hustle. Maybe they didn't do it.
Are you constipated? Are you disability constipated? I'm just trying to find out. Are you constipated?
That's a hell of a rap. You have to. Okay, illustrate to me a little bit just what that means.
Okay, listen to this. It's like you have all this emotional excitement that overestimated the actual delivery, and it became so cheesy, and you didn't realize, hey, I have to deliver all this mind and ability that I've been rushing. So you're taking this element, and now the action, you sit back so long and taking your time that emotionally become emotionally, you know, constipated. It's been locked up. It's like a cement truck rotates the actual cement, right? Why?
Yeah.
Why is the rotation is? Why? For the cement won't dry, right?
Mm-hmm.
It will keep rotating. That's the same thing with your mind. If you keep sitting here and not allowing your mind to progress, it's going to what happens. You can take any pretty much substance, and once you start using it, guess what happens?
What?
And you got to use more and more. Your mind, mentally, emotionally, as you enhance your mind, you are really, your mind is saying, I need more of this. You take your mind and put it in a space where it's healthy, it's going to ask for more positive thinking. But you put your mind in a space where it's a negative pathway of constipation, it's going to need more of this constipation to really, you know, build. So you sort of build this. You know, you understand the difference between healing your moments through cleaning your, you know, platform with healthy thinking and talking healthy, because anybody can tell you that this came out of something that people try to destroy them. And we know one thing they tell you, oh, I'm glad to not go back there again. And you come along like some form of that character, annoying child, you know what his name is. I ain't gonna say it, but you like that annoying child that people hated him. You know, especially that old man. He hated that child. And you're like that to a disability. You're like annoying life. It's like a young, youthful life that's using the energy to make this destruction. Now people say this. Now you have to take consideration his what his experiences, what he's doing. is not healing his wound. What you're doing is you can take that and take that 40, 50 years and you just be repeating that same song. So what I'm saying to you is, if that was the way that you will get help, healing, that would be something that, hey, that's cool. But you know, and I know, if you use that for what you're doing, you can take that 20, 30 years and have the same thought and won't go nowhere. You know that, right? So why would you use something that's not going to be helpful for you to get out of this opposition? Because we are human beings of habit.
We are. 11:15 here is Sharp on the program. I can't find you, but we can't find ourselves. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Get involved. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Did you ever think for one moment that what you're doing is sparking people's greatness, inside desires?
I was trying to light that spark in them, you know, something you need to burn you give it a spark of madness, and you need to.
Sometimes you look for so much advertisement. Sometimes it's just a natural thing. It hits home, even connecting more than trying to find some of the destruction. People don't have the time to wait in the lobby of destruction and trying to get freed by that. You have to run and get lifted up out of a problem by the pain of the problem that. The vapor of the spirit sometimes amidst the lifestyle of people's connection of their life living moments. You know, living in time, the problem sometimes can really devastate your growth and getting out of that. Sometimes the quietness that you're trying to develop is not being presented because the evilness of the opposition of saying, oh, this is pain. Somebody said, man, can you get rid of this? Who is that with that drama? Because, you know, that's one of the things people drive to get out of the problem, not just to hear it. Like, they get, oh, I got it. Oh, goodness, that was so hard. Oh, okay, I got to recover. Like, that's different. But just to say, oh, give me this, like, you're in solitary, like, you went to solitary, and you opened another door, and you went to another solitary. We open another door with another solitary. He's like, oh, I go through all these other solitaries to get out of here. And you're barricading yourself inside a solitary of disability. And you find more ways and more, you know, it's like laboratories of disability that you're talking about, and not in a way that people can actually even see anything that even resembles the desires and their happiness. You take them through all the pain. Oh, disability. You had enough time to drive you crazy if you wasn't crazy.
Okay, I'll talk now. Look, please don't think that I'm trying not to actually.
Don't tell me. Tell your peoples.
Okay.
Peoples representing yourself.
Well, do everything in my power to light the fire.
Mm-hmm.
To basically, see, we all have a spark inside of us, a little tiny spark. And that little spark, it's like trying to start a fire with flint and steel. You got to build that spark, that sharp spark enough to create the fire. And you got to feel that fire. You need that fire. Need that fire. We all need that fire, that burning passion, that desire in us to really just, without it, we die internally. And I'm all about basically trying to nourish that flame.
Are you truly, really looking at the desire of your reward of, listen to this, if you had a partner and somebody was talking disability talk with you, you would say, shut the hell up and get out of my way, right?
Yeah.
So why are you intentionally getting your way when it's the greatest moment that you ever have it at a moment? At a moment by a moment. Why are you disconnecting that? Why are you even looking for disability? You shouldn't even, listen, you're looking for disability like it's some type of shelter for you. Listen to this. Every time you've seen greatness, you're ever seen the pain ever free you? The pain is not freeing you. The pain is said go over here. Every time you look over, you see the happiness just escaping from you. That's not something by accident, because you're running into a space of information, and it's like if you have no belt on, your pants are 5 or 6 sizes too big. So guess what you have to do? Is you're using both of your craziness to try to hold your emotional state, you know, pants up in the stage, right? If you get something that's going to fit for your mind, you're living in that way, but you're not, because you're doing things in your mind that's not standing by the desire or design of you being free. If you look at that moment and you talk to others, they don't need you to find the pain or find the opposition in life. They'll find it on their own. But to find the peace and happiness is what they're going to be gravitating to you about, as much as the pain. The pain will be something they're going to connect to you, because they're going to understand this was a very mobile place where you have traveled with this pain, and you allow this pain to have more say so than your actual happiness.
Ask yourself what your personal happiness is every day. There's something that brings you joy. Now, as we get older, it gets harder and harder to make time for that, whatever our joy is. We want to go our way, but ask yourself what it is. Ask yourself what gives you the most personal pleasure in life, and find a way to do that. Make it happen somehow. Look, I don't want to just speak to the handicapped. I want to speak to everybody out there, because we're all people, okay? The handicapped is people who are especially disadvantaged.
Stop it. Don't tell people that lie. It's so many handicapped people out there. You think that, like I explained to you, you think handicapped people just disadvantage the people that's not disabled. And they just live in their life in a more meaningful purpose. But if a person disabled can live their life in a more disabled purpose, then the person disabled wouldn't even have a person to even be disabled. They were really living into their ability than the person that is considered not disabled, and they're living more in a disabled purpose than the person that's really disabled. So there's a lot of moments where people that are disabled, they do more magical things, and you can see the ability within the ability more than the disability. The disability is more like somebody have partially did something. It's like cooking something, right? You're cooking food, whatever, and partially what you're cooking, some of it spilled. Sometimes disability is just saying, hey, I didn't clean up that part yet. You know, you clean that up, you know. But I did all them things that you're going to enjoy. You got to look at those things. Because you're not looking at, look at this. You look at, it's too many people in the world, in different parts of the world, that you never even met, and they don't have limitations that you think they do. So you're talking for disability in a way that it's like, how can you talk for disability? And some people are doing more things than you can imagine every moment. And you give them this point of view to someone that's coming up that never even seen the phobia, this disability phobia that you're throwing on top of people's experience. It's like, why would you go out your way to have this magical ability and give people nothing but oppressing things, because you've been taught that. You've been exposed to people's, you know, trash. They're using you as the garbage collector. They think you're recycling disability. You know, you are recycling in the capacity of paying for people's tab. Friends, that greatness within them. Hey, this is comedian Organic OK. I'm a slide to the slide. What did you say? I'm a slide to the slide.
Slide to the slide. You really think I'm an oppressed person trying to oppress other people? I'm not trying to make sure anybody else is oppressed. I'm trying to basically make sure they cast off those shackles. Let that oppression be gone.
Yeah, because you got to look at as a person listening to your message. It don't matter today. You said, look at this. If you leave out some food for the next person to get it, and think about the food and hunger, depending on how you prepared that food, even if you didn't mean to feed this person, you feeding this person in a way that you carry the actual food as leftovers. You carry the disability as leftovers, and how you prepare it is what is going to help that person move on, right? So not even knowing it, the leftovers you leave, the leftovers, because it's leftovers, right? When you leave the leftovers, how you prepare the person that you don't know you're helping, the leftovers you're giving them, it could be what they're living on. So if someone's living on the leftovers and the leftovers is so great, that leftover can be another, it can be like a culture for them, right? It can be a disability culture, you know, that they're living through. And once they get to another level, they may live this way, but more successfully, but freer in other ways that sex actually invest in others and say, well, this is another level that this person didn't know that they, you know, impacted my life. Now, what happens is quite often is some people, they give you compliments, but they give you disingenuous, helpful moments because they tell you about what you did for them, and they see what's going on with you, and they will never help you. And so that's what makes it a very evil thing to reference people, what they did for you, and then not give them the actual elements that they need that you can actually provide. But then you do a little slick thing. Oh, this person gave me this when I was coming up with this and this. And you're looking for that person, especially if you feel like you connect. You're like, oh, this person gave me out, and this person never took the initiative to help you. And they just use that as a, you know, and that can be a disability space too. When someone never tending to help you, just inspire you to be in more pain. That is exhausting to your greatness. It's exhausting for someone to inspire. And that's one of the things I think about all the time. I say, how can somebody tell me how much I did for them? And then if I ever needed something and they see I need it, they can provide it. All they do is leave that actual trash for people to see. And so people just keep bringing the information to you and you are being, you know, oppressed because they know. They know what it's doing. They're just talking about that. That's what's inspiring. That's what a lot of people, they feel a disconnect with people. So they know, I need more than you just telling me this. Now, if that's what's inspiring, if I have certain things, that's totally different. But if I don't have the things I need, and what you're doing and you bring in this kind of life and this inventory of things here, and then you sit there letting things rot 3 feet from me so I can smell all the odor and see all the insects and emotional things that people actually are bringing in your space, right? I know I'm moving through these things, but this is like, come on, now, why would you bring this here for me to actually suffer under another mind setting that's supposed to be freeing me and liberating me? Why would you bring this kind of destruction here? Because what you were, you was on the end of the problem, and I've been feeding the problem more than I've been freeing the solution, right?
Yeah.
Freeing the problem, so you understand. When you freeing the problem, it's more problems. When you free the solution, it's more space to be free. See the difference?
I see it.
All right. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you see the greatness in your ability to have a attractive woman?
Keep bringing this up. You know what? I'm starting to be convinced. I think it might be time. It's time. It's been time. I feel like if I can have that, if I could be the guy who's good enough to have that, like the trophy girlfriend, you know what that means? It means I've acquired something. I want to thank everybody for listening, those who eventually did listen to this show. I can't find you, but we can't find ourselves. I'm Talk Dude.
No.
I'm Talk Dude, and this is Organic, okay. Remember, you can call into our show while we're on the air, 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9079. And the show was brought to you by Organic, okay.
Well, everyone, for those moments that Talk Dude have been, in a sense, he's been mixing this extra ingredients of, like I said, you got to make sure that you get the right things in there so whatever you're rising for and meaning to feed them through a life involving health wealth, then these things will be in place to actually implement in life because some people are being not actually fed the things that they need, particularly things that is going to help them. So when you're doing these things, you're giving the right things, and then you're not wasting your time on things that's not helping them. Make sense? All right. Everyone take care.
Makes all the sense.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you, and good night.